Chansky Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 The Hill.
Carolina must be prepared for the dangerous Kansas defense. This is Archansky with Friday Sports Notebook. The Jayhawks defense travels, as they say, and can be tougher away from Allen Fieldhouse. For the Tar Heels, we all remember the 2022 NCAA championship game, which UNC led by 15 points at halftime and lost 72-69 after shooting poorly in the second half. KU came out aggressively and immediately pushed the Carolina offense away from the basket, and in what seemed like no time, even the score. At the Smith Center, the Jayhawks will do the same from the tip and try to take the home team and home crowd out of the game. This is especially important since star freshman guard Darren Peterson has suffered some leg cramps that limited his second half minutes in KU's exhibition win over Louisville and regular season opener over Wisconsin Green Bay when he scored 23 points in 22 minutes. Besides the 6'6 Peterson, the 19th-ranked Jayhawks feature 6'10 sophomore center Flory Badunga, who had 23 points, 16 rebounds, and 3 blocks against Green Bay. In their four-guard starting lineup are seniors Trey White and Melvin Council Jr. and freshman Cole Rosario, which will be a good matchup for Seth Trimble, Luke Bokovart, and Kyan Evans, who also play mostly man-to-man defense. Caleb Wilson is the only matchup advantage for the number 25 Tar Heels. Under longtime coach Bill Self, they've often ranked among the elite defensive teams in the country. The Jayhawks are generally at and near the top of defensive stats in the Big 12 and among the national leaders. They have also regularly held opponents to low point totals and shooting percentages, which reinforces the strength of the defense. No question, this will be among the best defensive teams UNC will play this season. And this is a quad one game, which the Tar Heels need to win to keep them out of the conversation that dogged them last year. One way to frame it, the Kansas defense plays harder when its offense struggles, indicating a key foundation of their success. The 2019-20 squad was one of the best defensive teams in program history when the Jayhawks won the Big 12 regular season and finished ranked number one in the country before the NCAA tournament was canceled due to COVID. In 2024-25, Kansas won 11-9 in the Big 12 and 21-13 overall, yet had a scoring defense of under 70 points per game, and their opponent's field goal percentage was under 40% and 30% from the three-point line. So the Jayhawks will bring their defense to the Dean Dome for sure. This is not a great Kansas team, which is picked to finish in the middle of the Big 12 standings for the second straight year. UNC is picked to finish third in the ACC. Both Blue Bloods, the Jayhawks, are the second all-time winning team, and the Tar Heels are the third, both behind Kentucky. Kansas leads the all-time series 7-6. This is Archansky. See ya.